Back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, Matt Greenwood standing next to Blaine Voss, head coach of the Perryville Pirates, suffering a tough loss tonight at home on senior night, 25-7 to the Potosi Trojans. Coach, let's start with the second half. Early second half, fumble, and then blocked punt for a touchdown for Potosi, and then an interception. Was that kind of the backbreaker there for you?
Yeah. You know, that's anytime you do one of those three things in a row, I mean, it's going to be tough to win the game. You know, I think the block punt was probably the backbreaker for us. I think our kids kind of thought, man, this may be over now. So, you know, obviously you never want to see your kids give up, and I don't think we did. We played till the last whistle, which I'm proud of. But, you know, when you keep making mistakes that cost yourself, you know, as much as we did tonight, you're not going to win football games. It's just not going to happen. I don't care how good or bad the team is you're playing. I mean, you got to give yourself a chance, and we didn't do that tonight. So, a lot of work to do next week with just the basic stuff. So hopefully we can get this hashed out.
Now let's go back to the end of the first half. Finally, the offense clicking. You get the 26-yard run from Kern, and then he gets shoved out of bounds late. You get the 15 yards added on there for the personal foul, and then 40 yards later, a nice lob pass from Flaherty into the end zone for Rishardi. Take us through that play and where maybe your mind was thinking, you know, maybe this is the opportunity for us to get back into it.
Oh yeah, you know, once we got within 6 points there, I mean, we were feeling pretty good, you know, especially going into halftime there with that momentum, just scoring a big play. We were sitting pretty. And it just goes to show too, you know, Kern got the long game like you said, and then Potosi hit him out of bounds late and gets the penalty. There you go. I mean, it's not rocket science that, you know, when you shoot yourself in the foot, look what happens. Potosi did it and we scored on him. So, you know, we did it all night long, and you know, we saw the end result. So I just keep telling our kids that, you know, we gotta forget this one. It's only one game, but you know, if we can't fix these mistakes that we're making week in and week out, you know, we're not going to get any better. We're not going to improve, and I think we're just going to be a mediocre team.
Hodler got the start, struggled. You could tell early on just something wasn't right there. So Flaherty gets the call from you. Take us through his play. What did you think of his passing ability, his ability to understand the offense, control the offense? Just kind of take us through your mindset there.
You know, Bryce is a very good athlete. He's got a great arm, throws a good ball. As you could see when Rishardi came down with that ball, I mean, that was a perfectly thrown ball. But then, you know, it was his first night out here running quarterback. So, you know, anytime you're kind of put in that situation, it's going to be tough. You know, he's been a starter at wing for us. So, you know, it's not like he hasn't been playing a whole lot. But, you know, quarterback's probably the hardest position on the field, so he did a good job for you know, being thrown out there. You know, physically, I think he's a pretty strong kid, and that's kind of what you need for this this type of offense, especially with the option stuff. You know, he's a pretty quick kid as well, and he's tough to bring down. So you know, hopefully we can kind of get him going and see where it goes from here. You know, Ross, it was tough for me to make the switch there. He's such a great kid. You know, I told him, though, he's still going to get his opportunities. I just kind of had a gut feeling. I thought it was best for the team, and I just kind of went with it. So, you know, I don't think it would have mattered if Joe Montana was playing quarterback tonight for us, as many mistakes as we made. So I'm still just waiting for us to see what we can do when we do play up to our full potential.
Two more questions for you. Defensively, still outstanding. Now, most of your games this year, you've been out ahead of the competition, so you haven't really needed that big play from the defense to kind of swing momentum into your favor. But you kind of needed that tonight, and maybe you didn't get it. But overall, still a very good defense where Potosi struggled offensively. Is that your – I mean, can you at this moment in time take that away as a positive moving forward?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our defense, they still did a great job. I mean, they had so much pressure on them all night. You know, we were in bad field position all night. I think Potosi was on our side of the field for more than half the game. You know, we fumbled on our side. You know, I think we fumbled inside our 20. I don't know how many times, you know, at least once, maybe twice. But, no, our defense, they kept us in it just like usual. You know, there's nothing new there. Yeah, we made a couple silly mistakes where they did score. You know, where they scored with that long pass there. That was a silly mistake that we made, and we know that. You know, and just, you know, kind of had a mental breakdown there. And, you know, I guess we're all human. So, defense, again, you know, when there's that much pressure on you, it's tough. It's tough. But they played their best. I mean, they played as good as they could. You know, we were wore out too. That's another thing. You know, we were on the field a lot on defense. So especially with the offense Potosi runs, you know, they grind you. They got some great linemen over there. And, you know, it takes its toll on you when you're out there for long periods of time.
We're speaking to Blaine Boss, head coach of the Perryville Pirates. Coach, last question for you. St. Vincent next week, rivalry game. How do you get the guys back on track mentally? Do you think they took a hit mentally tonight?
I sure hope not. You know, I told them they got to forget this. You know, there's nothing they can do about it. We don't get it back. That's the end of it. So hopefully we can do a good job preparing next week. You know, it's like you said, it's rivalry game against St. Vincent, crosstown rival, you know, the battle for Perryville. So, you know, hopefully they don't need anything to get them fired up. I mean, I think that should be enough. But again, it comes down to how well you practice each week. You know, if you have good, you know, if you have great practices, I think you can have some success on Friday nights. But you know, we got to go out there and do it all next week, and we got some film to break down, and hopefully we can actually learn from our mistakes and start correcting those things, and you know, hopefully we can get back at it and get on the right side again next week.
Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Blaine Boss, head coach of the Perryville Pirates. They suffer the loss at home on senior night to the Potosi Trojans 25-7. Back with more Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show next.